إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الله في كتابه العزيز: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. ثم أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we put our trust in Allah, and we seek assistance from Allah, and we seek refuge to Allah from the evil of our passions. Whomsoever Allah guide, no one can misguide. Whomsoever Allah misguide, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger and the seal of all prophets. You must know that the best speech is the book of Allah, is the speech of Allah, and the best sunnah guidance is the tradition of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam is innovation, and every innovation is misguidance, and every misguidance will lead to hellfire. I adjure you to fear Allah to the best of your ability and die not except in the state of Islam. Fear Allah to the best of your ability and die not except in the state of Islam. Al-Istighfar. To ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to ask forgiveness from him. And when you say the word istaghfara, that means asking. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. والاستغفار يأتي لأن العبد قصر في طاعة ربه. فلما وجد التقصير لابد من الاستغفار. ولما وجدت المعاصي فلا بد من الاستغفار. Forgiveness, asking Allah to forgive you, that is a necessity. Even Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he finishes the salah, he used to say astaghfirullah 3 times because of the shortcoming he may cause in his salah. And also because we sin laylan wa nahara, day and night we sin against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made the istighfar as a vehicle for us, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expiate our sins. And whatever we committed of shortcomings, or we committed of sins, major and minor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered his prophet, واستغفر لذنبك وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered his prophet, O Muhammad, seek forgiveness. Ask Allah to forgive you and the believers, male and females. Why Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا لِيَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Already Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his past and future sins. Why he asked Allah? No. Because he is abd, because he is the slave of Allah, therefore it is necessary. It is necessary that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the believers to follow and to seek the forgiveness of Allah. Even the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after Allah forgave his sins, the past and the future, he used to get up in the night and his feet will bleed. And Aisha will ask him, said, why you do this? And Allah already forgave your sins. He said, أَوَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Can I be a grateful slave even though Allah forgave his sins? وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. This is Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also ordered his prophet to fear him. Allah said في صدر سورة الأحزاب يا أيها النبي اتق الله ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the Prophet of Allah to fear Allah. That one of us nowadays, when you tell him to fear Allah, he would tell you fear Allah. Like he did not like it, and he will show displeasure about this word that being given to him. When someone tell you to fear Allah, say, oh Allah, make me among those who fear you. Allahumma ja'alni min al-muttaqeen. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to ask Allah to forgive him 100 times. And in other narration, 70 times. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. This is how long it's going to take you? Maybe 5 minutes to do the 100. Every day. And he said, Ya ayyuha an-nas, tubu ila Allah, fa inni atubu ila Allah fil yawm 100 marra. Indeed, I ask Allah to forgive me and repent to Allah 100 times every day. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Wa hakadha. This is the daily. You have daily husn. Every day you have to say. You have 24 hours from Maghrib to this day, to Maghrib to next day. And you say this is the far. Because you don't know what you did of shortcoming. You don't know what you did of sins. Even though you think that you are in good hands, that you are doing anything to displease Allah, you haven't done any major sins, but still you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you, because you still, you are a slave and you are going to sin against Allah. Because our Adam, our father Adam, he disobeyed Allah. Allah told him, do not eat from this tree. لا تقرب هذه الشجرة. Do not get near to this shajara. Don't even get near to it. But they got near and they disobeyed Allah. But Allah fataba alayhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repented on Adam. So always repent to Allah. Even if you have a lot of sins, you have the biggest sins, but still ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. And also that will show your slavery to Allah, that you are poor and Allah is the rich, that you are weak and Allah is the strongest. This is how, when you say astaghfirullah, that means فَعَلِمَ أَنَّ لَهُ رَبْ فَغَفَرَ لَهُ. He knew that he has a Lord, he has Allah. Then he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. And this is even the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, when we finish the wudu, when you finish the wudu, you can say few adaya, few supplications. One of them is, Allahumma ja'anni min التَّوَّابِين وَجْعَنِّي مُتَطَهِرِينَ. Oh Allah, make me among those who are purified ones and those who are, those who repent to you. So this is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love those who are purified themselves. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love those who go back to Him. And we have the hadith Hassan فيما رواه السنن الدارمي. It says كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. Every son of Adam is fallible, is a fallible, and the best among those who repent, the best among them, those who go back to Allah in repentance. Always you're going to be mistaken, no matter what you do. You're going to be sinning against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I remember that man who went in a journey and he lost his caravan or lost his donkey. And after that he rested under a tree, but after a while he found his donkey and his food on it. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam commented and he said, indeed فَاللَّهُ أَشَدُّ فَرَحًا بِتَوْبَةِ عَبْدِهِ مِنْ هَذَا الرَّجُلِ. Allah is more happier of the repentance of his slave than this man when he found his donkey. Allah will be more happier when you go back to Allah. When you go back to Allah and ask Him to forgive you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us if we ask forgiveness. If we withhold, then Allah will not forgive us. وهو يقبل التوبة عن عباده. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who accepts the repentance from His slaves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the repentance from His slaves. And know, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, that are the sins are two types. They are the minor and the majors. The minor can go by the last drop of water after you make wudu. The minor can go by saying a supplication. Like if you are saying أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. If you say this supplication in the morning and in the evening, Allah will forgive you your sins. But these sins are the minor sins. The minor sins can be forgiven by, like I said, by saying a supplication, making wudu, two rak'at. But the major sin will not be expiated till you repent to Allah. Till you repent to Allah. That means you have to repent. والعلماء ذكروا في ذلك ثلاثة شروط أو أربعة. الإقلاع عن المعصية والندم على فعلها والعزم ألا تعود إليها أبدا وأن تستبرأ من حق صاحبها تستحل. The scholar said there is a three or four conditions for a repentance to be accepted by Allah from a major sin. Someone will say, please brother, explain to me what's major sin. Major sin is like fornication, adultery, usury, stealing, lying, backbiting, slandering. All these are major sins. Once you do it, or once you did it, you must repent to Allah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. Oh, you believe, repent to Allah with a sincere repentance. You must repent to Allah. The first condition, that you get, stay away from it. Stay away from it. From that sin. if it is backbiting, if it is lying, if it is slandering, or stealing, or using the drugs, anything of that, you have to stay away from it. This is the first condition. Second condition, that you regret doing it. From your heart, you regret doing it. Not enjoying doing it, regretting doing it. Third condition, that you pledge to yourself that you will never go back to it. The fourth condition, if it has something to do with a human being, let's say you backbite someone, you must go to that person and it said, look brother, my tongue has slipped, and قدر الله ما شاء فعل, I have backbited you in this and this and this. Please forgive me. Or, oh brother, I had stolen from you this and this. Please forgive me. At this time, if he forgive you, alhamdulillah. If he did not forgive you, then the ulama said you must here make a lot of hasanat. Do a lot of good deeds. Do a lot of good deeds so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you in the hereafter. And also some ulama said that you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive that brother. Oh Allah, forgive that brother. Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, forgive him, and so on forth. So you will have in the hereafter a lot of good deeds so you can redeem what you did wrong. You will have a lot of good deeds. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to ask his companion, if any one of you has something on me, did I ever do anything to you, please come and get it today. Get it today. And he said, one of the companions, he said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time you poked me on my stomach. And he said, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, this is my stomach, and poked me at the same time. He said, no Prophet of Allah, you poked me while he's naked. Ala lahm. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, this is my stomach, poke me. And the Sahabi, the companion, went down and kissed the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's stomach. He said, "Illa anni aradtu an uqabbila." This is the stomach of the Prophet of Allah, honorable stomach. This is, if you have any wrongdoing on someone, you must go to that person and ask him to forgive you. Brother, I will not do it again. Please forgive me. I have done this and this and this. 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever. Please forgive me. This is the best thing, because in the hereafter it will be a lot. It will be your good deeds will be taken away from you to remedy that. And know, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, that the ma'asi, the sins, came as a result of two factors. The first one is ignorance. Someone is ignorant about Allah's laws and rules. And also the second factor is heedlessness, not aware of Allah's rules. Al-jahl wal-ghafla. These are the factors of the sinning against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when someone sin against Allah, that means he's jahil. That's why Nuh said, told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a'udhu bika an akuna min al-jahilin. I seek refuge to you if I will be among the ignorant one. And the ignorant one usually sins against Allah because he doesn't know Allah's limits. And Bilal said, رضي الله عنه, he said, لا تنظر إلى صغر الخطيئة ولكن انظر إلى من عصيت، انظر إلى من عصيت. Do not look at how small the sin that you committed, but look to who you did disobey. Who did you disobey? Allah. And also Ibn Mas'ud said, he said that the kafir and the disobedient person, he will look at his sins as if flies will come on his nose, and he will do them like this, wave his hand to let them go away from his nose. And the one who, the believer, will look at his sins as a mountain is about to fall on him. You have to look. You have to always, you have to look at your sins are very big, huge, even though they are small in your eyes. And you must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you from the sins. And also when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness, if you are in any calamity, Allah will take away that calamity. Any calamity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away that calamity if you keep up with istighfar. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh 100 times every day and more. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. At the end of my dear respected brothers and sisters, that we must go back to Allah in repentance and sincerely from our heart. We're doing it to please Allah only, not to please anybody else. And also not to go back to what we've been doing of sins. We must halt. We must halt to stop and block whatever. If we are backbiting, we must stop that. If we are doing any ignorant acts against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must stop. Or otherwise, we know the ending. Before I leave this place, this holy place, that I must say that we have three brothers that they are sick. Two of them are in the hospital, and one of them is, alhamdulillah, has been released, and he's in his house. Please make dua for them from your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bring him speedy recovery and also to bring him back to their families. Also, please, because we are, again, we are a community, one community. We are together. We are together, one love the other. And also, if you also want to get some good deeds, go ahead and visit them. Visit them for Allah's sake, and be aware of the sunnah of visiting the sick one. Make sure that you make dua for them. That is dua, as'alullah rabbal arsh al-azim, and you speak 7 times. Don't raise your hands. You say it 7 times without raising hands. That is the sunnah. And also when you enter on him, you say, La ba'as tahur insha'Allah. This is the sunnah. If you say it, insha'Allah, this 7 times supplications, and his time is not coming yet, Allah will heal that sick. And also, from the adab of going there is not to mention the death in front of a sick person. And also not to have long visitation time, except if the sick person enjoyed it, and Allah knows best. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه وأقم الصلاة.